We're talking today with Tyler Norvell from the Oklahoma Youth Expo. And Tyler, we're right on top of the 2014 event. Almost seems unbelievable that it's here. I guess the weather may be making us feel like it's not quite ready yet. But thousands of young people headed for Oklahoma City very soon.
Absolutely. It's time. We start March 12th, this coming Wednesday. I can't believe it, but we broke our entry record again. 14,125 animals entered. 7,000 kids. Once again, at least one student from every Oklahoma county coming to participate, with, you know, some counties having several hundred kids coming to participate. So we're very excited, and we're even more excited that the snowstorm hit last week and hopefully is not coming back anymore, because that would have been a disaster if that happened here in OYE. It's happened before. We'll get through it, but cross our fingers. It's nice weather.
Now, there are some adjustments on your schedule. Once again, you kind of continue to work around the construction and the renovation of the barns and everything. Kind of walk through us, you know, what you're doing. Most of the females at the front of the show this year, right?
Yeah, we are, and we hope to keep this schedule from all the way to the foreseeable future, I should say. But this year, the gilts come in first, and we show the breeding females there, and then the heifers, and show them on the front end. And then, of course, the goats and sheep, we're able to pin them accordingly, and we can have those shows together in there later in the week with the market animals. But the gilts and heifers come in first, then we show the market animals.
And as you do that, in and around all of the actual shows, you've got a lot of other competitions, the showmanship and all that thing as well.
Yeah, we're one of the few statewide shows that have a statewide qualifying showmanship contest. We'll name the best showman in the state of Oklahoma. We'll do it for each particular species. Then we have a round-robin showmanship where we pick the best overall. And then we have the fitting contest and some herdsmanship contests. So there are a lot of things going on. On top of the first weekend, state tournament basketball being at the fairgrounds, so that's always fun.
So as you pull all those things together, there's also some sales that go on within this event as well.
Absolutely. We have two breeding sales. We have a breeding doe sale where the top 20 does are sold to producers to come in and buy. And then we also have a breeding gilt sale where we sell about 100 gilts that go all over the country. Last year, that gilt sale grossed the kids, almost $300,000 on 100 lots. I mean, that's unheard of on a hog sale. There's no such thing as a breeding gilt sale anymore, and we have the best one in the country here in Oklahoma.
You know, as we think about the Youth Expo, I know that you've been working on some of the history that brings us to 2014, and the junior stock show, the junior livestock show that preceded it, just a wealth of history, you know, connected to it.
Yeah, we're trying to gather all those facts, but this year is our 99th show. 2015 will be our 100th. And we're in the process collecting any pictures or fun facts about the show. So if anybody listening has any cool pictures, especially from the early 1900s where we're having a hard time finding stuff, we want to see those. We're putting together a book of the history. I think there was a great article in Oklahoma Cowman this month about the 99 years of the show. So we're really excited about next year and the 100th year.
When we think about how it has evolved, it without a doubt, the early days, it was about the livestock with the kids. Today, it's more like the kids and then the livestock.
That's exactly right, Ron. Whenever it started, it was called the Fat Stock Show. And all the farmers and ranchers from across the state came to the show not only to support the kids, but more importantly, to figure out what the ideal animal was. You know, it was really just started as a market steer show. You know, what's ideal in the beef industry? Then they added hogs and sheep and added goats in the 2000s. You know, that's a very recent ad. And then it's evolved, and we've added breeding animals, you know, and all the species, and that's added, and learning kids to be involved in production, agriculture, and raise livestock. And now, you know, you see more and more non-traditional families and students being involved, somebody that lives in Oklahoma City or Tulsa a lot, and, you know, and keeps their animals at the school farm, and are doing it because of the life skills it teaches these young people: responsibility, character, fiscal responsibility, how to manage money. And that's why our sponsors continually say we want to hire the kids that go through OYE, FFA, and 4-H, because they're the kids that have work ethic, they have integrity, honesty. We want them to know who we are, so we can hire them. And I think that's why it's become about the kids, because the quality of the kids that are involved in the program.
And along the way, there's been a lot of not just dollars paid to in the premium sales, but a lot of dollars handed out of scholarships.
Absolutely. Over the last 10 years, we've handed out over, or 11, 12 years now, actually, we've handed out over $2 million in scholarships. And what's great about our scholarship program is that money can only be used at Oklahoma universities and colleges. So those kids that use that money are going to school here, and more than likely will stay in this state and be an investment for this state for the future.
When we think about 2014, I know that you've continued to work with sponsors, and you've got, once again, just an incredible lineup of sponsors that are helping pay for all these things.
Absolutely. We hope to hand out over $1.5 million over the 10-day period of the OYE. The last 2 months, we've added almost $100,000 in new sponsors, several platinum sponsors, Blue Cross, Blue Shield of Oklahoma, J&L Oil Services, BP Oil. Those are some of the big platinum-level sponsors that have just recently come on. But, you know, we have so many sponsors that have been with us through the entire duration of the Oklahoma Youth Expo, with McDonald's being our title sponsor, and then so many of the ag groups and ag commodity groups and feed companies that are just there year in and year out.
When we think about, you know, this particular show, in other words, 100-year celebration next year, but where does this show go? In other words, how do things continue to develop for OYE in your mind?
For the future?
That's right.
I think we just keep showcasing the young people we're producing, what it's teaching them, the life skills they're getting, and you can see folks are identifying that because our sponsorship dollars continue to grow. More people continue to get involved. You know, quite honestly, Ron, you know, the price of feed continues to go up every year. The price of these projects go up every year. The price of gas. I mean, families are tight for money. And yet we keep thinking, well, they may cut the budget on the show animals. But they don't, because I had a dad tell me a couple years ago, he said, it costs us a lot of money to show goats every year, and it could double. I don't care, because it keeps my kid out in front of the TV. It keeps them active, and it's teaching them skills they need. So I think that's how our program is going to continue to grow.
One thing for 2014, any special things you've had to do in working with Roy Lee and the hog industry folks regarding this current disease that we're dealing with in the state, PEVD?
Yes, we've been in very close contact. Roy Lee Lindsay, who's a huge sponsor and volunteer at our show, as well as Dr. Rod Hall, a great supporter of the program, our state veterinarian. We're doing everything within our power to prevent the spread of the PED. We got sanitation baths that are going to be set up throughout the fairgrounds. We're going to hand out a lot of information to exhibitors. It's a very concerning issue, but quite frankly, at times you have a pretty helpless and hopeless feeling about it because there's only limited things you can do. But everything we can control within our ability to prevent it, we're going to be doing that this year at OYE.